Okay, joining us now is Stephen Blitz. He's chief U.S. economist at T.S. Lombard, having a look at that inflation data in a bit more detail. Stephen, welcome to the program. Having a look at that CPI print, and when you look at it in a more granular way and take a deep dive, what the points that you made, which were encouraging, the ones which perhaps didn't really cause much, didn't center your mind, in other words?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what you see in the details is that what I call the CPI, the everyday, that inflation has actually been coming off, so that's a good sign. But actually, it's a double-edged sword because that means, especially with weakening gasoline prices, usually you get that going into an economy where the labor market is slowing, unemployment's rising, wage growth is starting to come off. You have the opposite, which has never really happened before, and so you're actually all this real wage, real income loss in the first part of this year may start to reverse a little bit and give consumers a little bit of a lift. We'll see tomorrow what retail sales, but we do know that. Not a lot, but we are seeing the inching up of confidence over the last few months in terms of consumers as well as small business.
Listening to a lot of commentators, many of them cite that when you see spikes in inflation going back over the past 50 to 70 years, you usually see them go straight up and then come straight back down. But this kind of feels like, since a lot of it's baked into to wages and to owner's equivalent rents, that maybe it's going to stay up there for a while. I mean, what's your sense of how long this inflation will persist?
It's going to, right? And so I'm laughing when you said that about this spike, because I can remember the 70s. That was up until Volcker. Every time the Fed tightened, the markets got very optimistic inflation would come down, because that was always the lesson of U.S. inflation. You had spikes, and then it would come back. The difference is here you had a spike also for all the reasons that, everybody's talked about, forever. Maybe not forever, but for the last year or so. But what's happened now is that it's given way to a strong wage cycle. And that's not going away anytime soon. And you've got a permanent shift in terms of reduction of supply of labor in the U.S. You have 3.5% unemployment as a result. You've got 7% nominal wage growth. And coming into next year, you're going to get almost a 9% increase in Social Security payments, which impacts about 70 million people. And even if inflation starts to lag here, as long as the employment market stays tight, next year, people are going to be looking for another round of high wage, nominal wage growth. Maybe it's not 7, maybe it's 5 or 6 instead, but it's still going to be high. And that's how these inflationary cycles begin to take hold. They have a long life, as you alluded to. And the Fed thinks 4.5 is going to be enough, and I'm telling you, it's not.
But tell me something here, Stephen. I mean, surely, we're going to be in 4 or 5 months seeing a big drop-off, arguably, given that we have base effects.
Yeah, but you're talking about year-over-year stuff, and the Fed really looks at month-over-month, and it looks at month-over-month on a 3-month moving average basis. And when I look at inflation in CPI, ex food, energy, and rent, right, it's running on a 3-month basis, it's running at around 6%. And that's not going to come off so quickly. And the issue has always been not that inflation's going to come off. We knew from the get-go it was going to come off. The issue was always to where. The Fed was always assuming, given the global situation, and that was the transition argument, that it would drop down very quickly back down to 2-3% range, or at least 3%, and that's proven wrong. And that's where the wage cycle taking hold is going to keep inflation high, especially in the service sector.
Stephen, why is the U.S. economy holding up, and why are jobs holding up, given the 300 plus basis points in hikes that we've seen?
Well, that's really the great question, because, you know, my profession is they're all falling over each other trying to find the reason, see what's going to break and what's going to blow up. The real question is what you just asked. How is it that it's still very resilient? And the fact is that, you know, you are seeing some slowing. You're slowing in real estate. You're slowing in private equity, you know, related fintech and things like that. So it's not as if, you know, the world isn't slowing down, but
Maybe like Jamie Dimon said, the first 3% is one thing, but the next 3% is a whole different story. Stephen Blitz has been with us from TS Lombard.